The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them.
Welcome back, bitches, to part two of this. Well, it's the next week.
I know you see what's in front of you. Gluten-free, because celiac disease, Whitney, can only have gluten-free. And this whole fucking weekend, I was shitting my pants.
I've been shitting a lot, too.
Yeah, you're stink.
I won't lie with you.
I was going upstairs, and I was like, boy, I can smell it downstairs. Actually, that might have been Finley.
We're Winston.
Yeah. We're doing some pasta today.
It's called creamy chicken pesto pasta. I saw it this morning when I picked it out, and I have been... Finley's upset because she don't get to have any, but that's fine. But I've been excited since this morning at 10:30 this morning when I sent Bree the recipe.
I tell her to figure out what we're making because I ain't got a clue. I just be saving a bunch of shit to make and I never make it, so we make it here.
I'm so excited for this. So step one, cook the pasta. Pan.
This one?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Beautiful.
Fill it up with some water.
Ooda,
and then...
But us. This weekend we're going fishing.
Yeah, I'm getting left.
Yeah, Kristen said that she's not allowed on the boat because she might actually give birth on the boat and we couldn't have that. Me and her were texting this weekend talking about how we thought that she might go into labor while she's on the drive back and that would not be good.
I know anybody on here's
probably gone through labor in the car.
I've low-key been playing with fire with how much I haven't settled down. But my mom is coming and literally fucking...
Yes.
I have graham cracker
next
in my
this
hair.
Weekend. Next week.
Next week.
Next Wednesday.
I was not ready for that. She didn't tell me an exact date she was going to be here, and now I know, and I'm freaking
no,
the fuck
I don't
out.
Know. I just made that up.
No, she's going to be here the 12th. 13th. 13th.
So now for
okay,
now.
One thing I was trying to teach Jacob too. For safety reasons, you always put the handle on the. Jacob leaves
I
outside.
Put the handle on the outside because just in case that's on.
Well, that's true, but it needs to be whatever because Jacob will leave it like this, and if Grayson's walking through.
Oh, he's.
And,
oh, he's full
but Jacob's
sending
like,
it?
No, it's not. He's not doing Ooh. That. I'm like, no, he, the fuck, he's going to.
Do I need to get a separate pan to cook the chicken?
Yes. So now I'm going to dice the chicken real quick. So surprise father, he doesn't watch my podcast. I actually refuse to let my family watch my podcasts. Because as for example of what you saw about 3 weeks ago of us talking about quick fucks, we can't just be letting that
yeah
just go in my parents' ears. Because it won't go out the other, unfortunately.
It'll stay in there and then I'll talk about it for the next
Sorry, year. I'm cutting off all these tendon pieces.
Anywho, keep going.
Anyway, so I actually just bought my dad a car. So a little background story. You know, like the people that like do things for everybody else, but just never fucking
do it for themselves.
Do anything for themselves.
Yeah, like you.
My dad hasn't had a new car since his Audi from 2005.
No way.
Swear to God.
Holy shit.
And so my brother and his fiance, you know, they're having a baby too. They just been going through some stuff and they need a bigger car because it's kind of the same situation with Jacob and I. She actually has a kid already. So it's going to be coming in right to two under.
Are they staying in Michigan?
Yeah. But anyway, so my dad was actually sending out. Sorry, I'm trying to.
Her dad lives away from her family. So her dad's basically by himself in New Mexico. And
yes, thanks
she's
for clarifying
here.
That.
Her mom's in Michigan and her sister's in Michigan. So and Chris brother. Is by herself with Jacob, baby, and me. And mom's away and dad's away. But they're coming down here to stay.
Yes, but so my brother and his fiance are going through kind of a rougher time. In this fucking world, it's impossible to fucking afford anything if you work a 9-to-5 job, you know? So my dad is sending the vehicle that he's been using that's like been our old family car. Still in great shape.
He drove shipping it all the way to New Mexico?
Yeah, when he moved, he drove it.
That's fucking
So he's shipping that to... do you think that's enough chicken or do you want to do both breasts?
Oh, just
breasts?
Do the whole thing.
You want to do both breasts?
Yeah.
So it's getting sent to New Mexico, from New Mexico to Michigan. So my dad doesn't have a car. So he's been like looking. He was like, I'll just buy myself like a shitter. You know, like the ones you see on like Facebook Marketplace for like $5,000, yeah. You know? And
I've
been wanting...
What if he went and bought one today?
Well, that's what I'm scared about. So I wasn't going to get him this car. I was planning on doing it for a while. Told my mom, don't let him, like, get a car. Whatever.
She can't get her words out.
I'm trying, but I'm having to do
a bunch of shit.
So he doesn't know I'm buying the car. I wasn't going to do it until he came here with the baby, like, for the baby, and then we're going to go do it together and just surprise him that way and have my mom help me and everything. But he's being stubborn and didn't tell my mom until after the fact when he already booked for the car to get picked up to transfer. So I worked on that the whole 7 hours on the drive home. And thanks to Bray, though, because she told me you could buy a car online, like, through the dealership, but do it online instead of going in and signing all this fucking paperwork and shit, and they can drop it off to you.
Just for the end.
So that's what we did. So hopefully early next week, the car will be in my dad's driveway.
What do you think he's going to do? He's going to call you?
Well, I'm going to FaceTime him.
Yeah, but they're going to call you and...
I think so, because they're driving it. Terry, the dude that I'm working with, like the car dealer person, personally, he's going to drive it personally to my dad.
And I'm putting the noodles in the pot right now.
Okay, pesto cheese sauce.
Pesto cheese sauce.
Okay, so they want us to cook the chicken first and then transfer that over, then cook the sauce in the same. All right, we're putting the chicken in. That looks good. Putting the chicken in. Whitney also bought a car for a while ago. Probably all saw it. For her grandparents. But isn't it crazy that, like, we're so blessed to be able to, like, do shit like that?
Yeah, I love
it. Like, dead ass. Like,
my little sister just got a car, too, like, last week. She's so cute.
Like,
she's
my dad, I just got him a brand new. It's a 20. I'm not bragging, but I am because I worked hard for this. Kind of. what am I saying?
We're blessed to have a car.
It's a brand new car. It's a 2024. Hasn't been used. It's a Audi A4.
He's going to be like, what? You guys are joking. He's going to be like, y'all are joking.
My dad, like, doesn't get mad, but, like, you know when, like, someone doesn't like to receive gifts.
I know.
So he's already going to say it. Chris and Renee, why did you do that? Why? So we're cooking the noodles, cooking the chicken. As soon as the chicken's done, probably be helpful if we turned on the fucking pan. As soon as the chicken's done, we're going to make the cheese sauce, with the pesto cheese sauce. It's going to be cooked melted butter with flour to make rolls, then add milk. Okay, this is going to be where we're going to have to really be careful what we do.
I drove my truck here for the first time. I haven't started my truck. It stalled in the fucking driveway for about 4 days because I don't start the bitch. Everyone's like, really? Why don't you drive your truck? Because, well, it's a little wide. So it's kind of annoying to drive, to be honest with you. And Whitney doesn't really drive. Usually Tyler does.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am.
I'm not the type to drive. I like to make the boys drive because I want to be a passenger princess instead of my phone.
All right, we're just waiting for this chicken to cook. Won't take long, especially because we cubed it.
We cubed it. I'm on a Fulkin stir. The noodles. These noodles, if they're gluten-free, usually do take faster.
Do they?
They do. They take faster. They cook faster. Today I went to the vet and my dog has a mass on his stomach. And I've never had a dog that's like old enough to have like masses like that, but it has like one on his chest.
How's Maisie hanging on?
Oh, she's chilling. She's chilling. She's got no teeth though. She's damn nine. The vet put the wrong...
Poor Maisie.
The wrong year in there. And I'm like, yeah, she's 8. No, she's 9. But they like took this like needle and they put it in his stomach and like retracted, and I guess that they put it on
like
this.
Is it like cancerous?
Yeah, they could be, but it came back benign. Thank God.
Oh, that's good.
Because if not, then they have to.
So what do you have to do?
Instantly get the mass removed. You leave it, but I'm gonna get his teeth done and get him like clean and all that because his back teeth are so bad.
How does that happen?
I don't brush them.
Well, I don't either, but it's not. I feel like my vet has never said anything about brush your dog's teeth.
You're too young. Mine's 7. Oh yeah, no, I don't know. I think that's just like autumn. I think some people do brush them, but
well, in a perfect world, yeah. But who's gonna fucking sit there and brush your dog's teeth? Because my dogs won't let me.
Yeah, mine no. So I'm gonna get his done, and they put him under, and then they'll take it out.
Okay.
But I know some.
Well. On the bright side, Winston can't get his balls fucking removed until September, and they're huge. Winston's balls are huge, okay?
Oh, I'm thinking fucking Penny's pregnant, but hope to God she's not.
All right. We're just kind of waiting for the chicken to finish cooking. It's getting there.
That looks really good.
It smells amazing, actually, in here.
Okay, should I put these some oil in here or no?
Done. Yeah, we could do some oil.
Cook faster. It's only on 6. But you know, I don't like to burn the outside.
They're diced. You won't burn that. Smells amazing. That's probably way too much.
No, that's fine.
All right, your pasta did cook really fucking fast.
It's already done.
Okay. Well, her pasta's done.
And gluten-free pasta doesn't play around. They're like, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, I'm done. And they don't play, baby. And you know what? You take it out, it still tastes like shit, so.
No, you're dramatic. The pasta does not.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
Her pasta, it doesn't really taste any different.
It actually tastes pretty fucking good, if you ask me. But I have to say that because I can't eat anything else.
But I've tried it.
Fuck!
What, honey?
I went to grab it and it hurt.
Is it done?
Hold on.
Is it done?
5 second rule.
Eat the fucking thing.
Oh my God.
Is it done?
There's hair all in my mouth.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but that's done. You just tore it apart.
It feels a little hard, but it's probably done by now.
Do you want it to go?
It's good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, this weekend we're going to fishing. Soph's boyfriend was supposed to come down here while they go to CMA's because they're going to CMA's and we're not. So we invited him to go fishing, but he didn't end up coming. So then we invited Jacob and Reese on and Bree, and we're really excited. We're going to fish for some big shitters on a huge boat.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I think y'all will
have a lot of fun. At first, some t-shirt brand called Ocean something.
All right, now we're going to make the sauce. So we need to add butter. And then
pesto sauce. Cook melted butter with flour to make
flour. I'm not on that page.
It doesn't say.
I know, but it will tell the measurements on the first page. Good.
So melted butter and flour. How much butter to this whole thing?
No, it won't.
We need butter and flour.
I'm not going to measure anything else besides the flour because
we're going to remelt the butter.
No.
What?
We'll use this.
Oh, would you need more than that?
No, because this is just to.
Are you sure?
More, because it's not, this is not the sauce.
Butterfly. I love pasta. If you know me, allergic to milk. So, I don't feel good after I eat Alfredo, but I'm going to do it anyways. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so
we need
three tablespoons. Do that whole thing.
Two
tablespoons of butter.
2 tablespoons of butter, and then 3 tablespoons of.
I hope it's not 3 teaspoons.
No, she just told me tablespoons. Okay. 1. Okay, can you actually whisk that really quick? Because we can't get everything to burn. Just whisk that. There we go. Let everything melt and whisk it like the flour because it will burn.
Shit.
Good.
Butter, flour, mix it. And we're going to make our own sauce. My hand's on fire.
Is it?
Yep. I just didn't want to turn my back to the camera, but I guess fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Look at that.
That's funny.
Yeah, that looks good. And then add milk. We need to kind of
hurry up. We got to do this first. We got to melt the butter and everything.
I said we kind of need to hurry up if we're doing this.
Just that first. That's
make a ruche, it said. Whatever the fuck that means.
So then in a minute, once you stir that, I'm going to add in the
I'm ready.
Half and half. And then half and half. And then add the cheese, the basil, all that. Okay. What are you laughing at?
We're about to hurry up, take your time. It's gonna burn.
It would have already started burning if it was.
You're right. Good call. How much of this?
However much you want. It's just the sauce. This is the basic sauce.
1 cup, 1/2 ounce.
1 cup?
Yeah.
Definitely more than that.
Yes.
Well,
how much is that?
I don't know. Don't matter. Because that's just gonna be our sauce.
The best sauce. We love this. I tried to make this the other day. I had to call Kristen.
All right, I'm gonna turn it up now because you have to melt the cheese. Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, you ready to stir in the cheese?
One. Cheese in me. Shine the teeth in me. My favorite pasta is definitely chicken parm. I've never had pesto.
I'm so excited pasta. For this fucking pasta, y'all.
We went to Pineapple Willie's this weekend, if you guys have ever been there. It's in PCB. If you don't know what that is Panama City Beach. It was, we had to wait in line for like 4 hours to Sonic. Fucking 3 hours to.
Wait, why?
Because there's no like workers. Whataburger took forever.
Everyone probably quit.
Taco Bell, hour and a half.
Was it even good?
It wasn't good. It wasn't. It was like where you got to the point where it was like, you waited so long and I'm hungry anymore.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. So that was annoying. If you guys live there and that's how it is every day, kudos to you for waiting that
it's
long.
Definitely not, but the concert.
You got me fucking bent to wait that long for Uber Eats.
Keep stirring because the cheese will clump and it will burn.
Oh, I can already feel it. Am I supposed to be whisking it?
Yeah, whisk it till the cheese melts. I can trade you if you want me to, but.
I accidentally flops them out.
It's okay. Just keep whisking it really good because that cheese is going to clump and it'll burn.
We don't want that. We don't want burning cheese around here.
No.
What did you guys eat at the baby shower?
It was like a brunch thing. It was really cute. So
a bagel
thing? It was like bagels and then sandwiches and then these like, they got Chick-fil-A chicken and then made Eggo waffles. So it was like a...
chicken and waffles?
Yeah, it was really cute. And then they had fruit platter and a meat and cheese
Wait,
platter.
I didn't even think about that. Chicken and waffles with Chick-fil-A nuggets?
You gotta keep going. It's gonna burn.
I just didn't want to... It's just not hot yet. Like, that shit's not, like, melting yet.
It will. The mozzarella's already melted. It's just fucking Parmesan cheese.
You want me to add more?
Or more what?
Parmesan.
We can add more Parmesan. Sorry, guys. We're trying to...
The sauce is over here, melting away. You guys make homemade Alfredo sauce. This shit's fire. So if you don't have this recipe, then you might want to go get it because
homemade
we're over
Alfredo
here
sauce
adding some
is gas.
Some way. Alfredo.
I'm gonna scoop some pepper. You want to also scoop? We'll do the pesto in just a minute.
Yeah, that goes.
I'm gonna let this.
Adding some pepper. And some salt, and that's probably a good half and half.
Well, you added more cheese.
Well, yeah, but we added too much half and half, I think. How many cups is in that one pint? How many cups is in a pint, Brie?
That's definitely like
two cups.
Two cups in there.
Brie, ask me a question.
How many times do you queef a day?
How many times do I queef a day, you ask? Zero. Because I tend to be celibate. I wear a straight jacket for Christmas and I don't make it out of there. To be honest with you, I talked about this on live, but my birth control definitely does something to me. So if you guys have it, I'm going to get off, but I don't want to get... I don't want to have a baby right now yet. So I'm going to wait to like get off.
You change your mind every fucking day.
I know.
You'll text me like, I really want a kid. And then you're like, I'm going
to get off. I can't right now. I'm doing too much music and shit. Now I'm starting to do shows. So I'm over here like, everyone's making me travel and go crazy.
We added way too much fucking cheese in here. I told you.
I like it cheesy.
Yeah, but it's not going to fucking mix in. So we're going to have to add more
milk. Yeah, huh?
No.
Just wait.
Look at all that cheese.
Just wait. It's still milky.
No, it's...
You're right. Don't listen to me.
I don't.
Wait, what is that? Chicken broth? We supposed to add that too?
It didn't say it. It didn't.
Shit.
We're listening to me. It didn't say it in the instructions.
Let me see.
We can add chicken broth in there if we need to.
Oh my gosh, Whit. This is straight.
I like it cheesy.
No, but that's like.
Is that it? Add the rest. If you guys, Brie, ask me another question. Brie's, I'm bored, so we're trying to add more while we wait for Kristen. She just ruined the sauce.
I didn't do it. You added more fucking cheese when I told you not to. Now this is straight just cheese.
I like that.
It's gonna be, I mean, it's gonna be good, but.
Oh, you could have added veggies.
No? It's trash?
Way too much cheese.
Do we need to add more?
I don't have any more.
No. We fucked up.
It's
I fucked
okay.
up.
You can't really fuck
Can we add chicken broth? Make it better?
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to find any other chicken broth because
it's gonna go in here. Can you
Are you sure you don't have any more? Hard on a run. Keeps a hand on. You have actual milk. Does that matter?
Let me see what this chicken
Can't trust
so you add more flour when it's
No, it's not. Pretty. It's too cheesy. It looks good to me too.
Okay, here, add just some.
That looks perfect.
Oh, okay. So you're supposed.
You're.
To add
this is not this.
Broth. Hold on. You're supposed to add chicken broth into that.
I already did.
If you scroll down.
That's perfect then.
If you scroll down, it has the actual recipe.
Whiskey. How much pesto? Like this?
Yeah, as much as we fucking want. To make this very pesto.
Extra pesto on the side with a side of pesto. And maybe a dash of pesto.
That looks fire though.
That looks so good.
It's gonna not Holy it's not gonna shit. Taste bad, it's just really thick.
What is pesto? Do you put that's that shit you put the bread in?
Mm-hmm. Add another
the bread.
No, that's perfect.
Good? Perfect.
Try that. It tastes good, it's just really thick.
Oh, I like thick because, you know why?
Why, honey?
Because it drowns out the fucking gluten-free shit. Ready? Oh, my God.
See if
that's... You know what that tastes like? Everything, Olive Garden.
If you could go one place...
You're joking.
If you can go one place for your honeymoon, where would it be?
Oh.
Maldives.
If you could go one place for your honeymoon... Well, I can't say honeymoon because I haven't even gotten engaged yet, but if I want to go somewhere for my honeymoon, it would probably be somewhere on a beach in the middle of, I don't know, an island or something, like Bora Bora. I like Paris.
Bora Bora.
I like anywhere like Italy, Paris, but like that's not as... To me, what's fun is the sun.
Yep. I'm not... If I'm going on vacation, I'm going somewhere warm.
But I'm pretty sure for my birthday, we may be going somewhere like that.
It'll be fun.
But I think it's Greece.
All right, guys. Pasta's done. I'm going to serve Whitney's plate up.
Oh, we're switching?
Can I have a plate? Yeah. Here.
Oh, my God. This looks
there
good.
There you go.
Thank you.
We can get more later. You want more chicken?
Oh, my God. Oh, I'll eat some.
Dylan, you want some?
That looks good as fuck. Look at that shit. Hey, this is way better than boys' pasta.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even take the thing off. I think I don't need basil, but it says garnish with basil. Yeah. The fuck does this do that we didn't put in there?
It's for looks.
You gotta be blowing me.
One thing on your bucket list that you know that you'll never do, but you want to do?
We've already had these questions.
I know. One thing on my bucket list that I want to do, but I know I'll never do?
Yeah.
Have twins.
What? Whitney. Whitney, be for real.
I want to have two identical twins.
Two babies
Zach.
At a time
I would
for
name
you?
Them fucking Zach and Cody. Hey, I have like 8 puppies at one time.
Yes, but...
I'm invincible. If I can't do it... I can. Oh my gosh.
All right, we're going to try this.
Okay. So, pasta, Alfredo, pesto, it's a pesto, chicken.
Pesto, chicken, pasta.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Is it good? Yeah. I mean, is it look good?
It smells amazing.
Did you make sure the chicken was done?
Yep.
Cheers.
Might be the most...
Oh my God.
Favorite meal.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
This might hit the spot. Oh my God.
I'm actually gonna eat this. Like actually,
me too.
When I get off the camera, mm-hmm. like normally we throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually gonna eat this.
Oh my God.
Throw it away.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I do.
But the gluten-free noodles are good.
Cause by the time we make these, I'm already so hungry that I'll just eat it all.
Yeah.
All the ingredients, I'm not hungry when it comes time to eat.
Mmm.
I need more pasta. I got more chicken. I'm not kidding, this is so good.
I didn't get enough chicken. I got these big-ass pieces, though.
You want some chicken? More chicken?
Hopefully this isn't.
Sure.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Nut in a bowl.
Yeah. I'm going to be making this
off. I was going to fall out.
That's okay.
If only nut tasted this good.
That's good, baby. If only nut tasted this good?
Mm-hmm.
Bree's over here moaning.
No, this is so good, guys.
Mmm!
I'm definitely... There's going to be no extras take home to Tyler. Sorry. I'm eating this.
Tyler's probably making his own chicken.
Eat this. It's on Pinterest.
Was it on Pinterest?
Mm-hmm.
What was it called? Wow.
Look up creamy chicken pesto pasta by Yellow Bliss Road. All right, y'all. This is 10 out of 10, my favorite
this
meal.
This is 10
no
out
doubt.
Of 10.
No doubt.
If you guys want us to answer certain questions that you want to know, type these in the comments because we're running out of questions. Mm-hmm. Love y'all.
Have great vagina. Bye.